sure.
little bit.
Yeah, for sure. All right, what's going on, everybody? I want to welcome you to this week's episode of the Sleeping Giants podcast with Mike and Terrence, presented to you by Double ETV. What's going on, Mike?
Not much, Brody. What's going on?
Not much, man. Good week of projects. Got a chance to check out everything. Just celebrated my 7th wedding anniversary, so it's been a very good week, man.
Yeah, that's dope. Congratulations.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. We'll start it off, man, with a project you've been talking about for a while, Deontay Hitchcock, Once Upon a Time. I'll let you start it off.
Okay, yeah, big Deontay Hitchcock fan. Been waiting on this one for a while since his last drop. I think that was maybe like 2 years ago. So I was very excited about this one, especially when we heard the first single, Whoa. So, yeah. And he did not disappoint. This is a great album. I like the whole theme of it, kind of talking about relationships and growing and different things like that, how maybe the way he looked at relationships when he was younger compared to how he looks at it now. And you see a lot of that over the course of the album, but just great themes. I won't spoil some of it for you. I'll let you enjoy that yourself. But as far as the highlights, I got Whoa, Zodiac Signs featuring Shamba, Thinking About You, Late Night featuring Dende is fire, Alone, Too Special is an incredible track, Colin featuring Westside Boogie and Big Crit, great to see, you know, three artists that I'm big fans of collab on that one, so that was dope, Magic Interlude, You Were Right, A26 featuring Samat, but excellent album. Definitely an album of the year contender, in my opinion. You guys should check it out. Fire.
Yeah, it's a great project, man. I think he has some great songs on here. The production was dope. I like the storytelling, and he had like a lot of melodies on here as well. Highlights for me would be Whoa, Zodiac featuring Shamba, Thinking About You, Drunkest, Bleep, Calling, as you mentioned, featuring Big Crit and Westside Boogie. And I like May 26 a lot. That was probably my favorite song on here, talking about the birth of his child. But dope project, man. You know, he did a very good job on it. You guys should definitely check it out. Next up, man, we got Atmosphere. So Many Other Realities Exist Simultaneously. Man, this project here, it's very interesting, man. This project here was, I thought it was very unique as far as the concept. It was definitely like some abstract rapping on here. And the production was kind of unorthodox, but it worked, you know. You know, for a minute, I was kind of like, you know, kind of whatever about it. And then it just kind of built up over time. And I kind of caught what he was trying to do on here. I actually like this album a lot. Highlights for me would be Event Tide featuring Shepherd Albertson, Portrait. I like that track a lot. September Fool's Day. Man, my favorite song on this album is Talk Talk featuring Batflower. That beat is crazy. It almost sounds like something Daft Punk would do. It's like very kind of out there, spacey, but he flowed on it nicely. Still Life featuring Mortgage Dave, Positive Space, and Bigger Pictures. But yeah, I thought Atmosphere put together a great project, man. It was very different, but it worked for him.
Yeah, this is dope. Didn't really know what to expect from the full project, especially with the title. I did a little research, though. Atmosphere is actually two people. It's Slug, who has been rapping for a long, long time, and DJ Ant. And together, they make Atmosphere. So outside of that, yeah, we've covered a couple of tracks on the pod before, and getting the whole album, now we get a better feel for what he was trying to do. Highlights for me are Okay, Eventide featuring Shepherd Albertson, Sterling, I think we covered that one on the pod, Portrait, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, I think, is how you say that. I really liked that one. I thought that whole idea of that was really dope. Holding My Breath, After Tears featuring Saw Rock, Fire. Would love to cover a Saw Rock project on the pod too. Bigger Pictures, Positive Space, and Truth and Nail, the instrumental, I thought was fire as well. So, yeah, this is dope, man.
Yeah.
A lot doper than I expected, to be honest.
Yeah, same here. I liked it, man. It kind of just built up for me while I was listening to it. But yeah, dope project, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Next up, we got Graph and 38 Art of Words. I'll let you start it off.
Yeah, okay. So we've covered 38 Special like several times on the pod before. You know, he with Griselda and that whole camp. So we covered him and his work several times. Graph is new to the pod, but most people who, you know, are pretty familiar with the underground scene might be familiar with Graph and his work. So it was dope to see them collab. This is really just a bar fest, to be honest. Like, you know, smooth beats and just bars on top of bars, to be for real. So highlights for me, I got Rainfalls featuring Conway the Machine, Life is Beautiful featuring Stove God Cooks and Bun B, Every Day featuring Dave E, Going Up, Finesse featuring Rome Streets is fire as well, and 36 Chambers. Shout out to Wu-Tang on that one. But yeah, this is fire. I like it.
But yeah, I thought this project was dope, man. I like the production on here. I thought the bars were very vivid, and I like the groove and kind of like the theme of the album. As you mentioned, both guys are wordsmiths. They got busy on here. Highlights for me would be Life's the Same, Rainfalls featuring Conway the Machine, as you mentioned. Life is Beautiful featuring Bun B. You know, man, you know, lately Bun B is like, he's really been going off, man. Like every feature he's been getting on for a while now. It's like every song Bun B gets on, he just makes it better. Every Day featuring Dave East. Dave is another guy, you know, he's a great feature for people. And I think I agree with you. My favorite song on here is 36 Chambers. Like that whole concept is just dope, man. So great project.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Next up, man, we got Queen Key, a surviving Queen Key. This, you know, this is a cool EP. You know, I thought the content was kind of aggressive. You know, she's kind of taking that approach. But I thought like some of the concepts were kind of catchy on here. Highlights for me would be Never Cry, which is a Jay-Z song Cry sample. I thought she really went off on that one, man. Hell Woods, I like that track also, and PIMP. But yeah, it's a quick, you know, like little 10-13 minute project, but she definitely got busy on here.
Yeah, I agree. Like an EP style project, but it's definitely a great introductory project for her if you're not familiar with her music. I'm right there with you. The Never Cry with the song Cry sample was fire. I like the F the Police track as well. And PIMP, which, if I'm not mistaken, had the 50 Cent sample from PIMP for real as well. So I thought that that was dope how she kind of incorporates the samples into the track. But yeah, this is dope. And I like her style. Like you said, kind of aggressive. But, you know, that's that seems to be kind of prominent now. And I'm not mad at that.
Right.
I think it's dope that, you know, people are having more and bringing more different styles of flavor to the game.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you guys definitely check out that EP by Queen Key. Next up, man, we got Proof, Horse. Man, this project here, Mike, is very unique. A little abstract, I think, also. But the bars are really dope on this album, man. Like, he was on one. It took me a minute to kind of see what he was doing, but man, this project did not cease to amaze. Like, I thought it was very good. Highlights for me would be High Price Shoes, Horse, Pack a Lunch, Redman. You know, Redman's another guy, kind of like Bun B. Every feature Red's been getting on, he's just been going off, and he's making the song's better. We talked about his feature on a Royce album. Judy, Devil's Gate featuring Kevin Gates. I thought Kevin had a good performance on there. Subpar featuring Method Man. I thought Method Man went off. He's another one. Every feature Method Man gets on. He did the song with Lloyd Banks not too long ago. We're going to cover a Method Man verse, and whenever we do our singles, he went off on that. So Redman's another guy you can call up. He makes your songs better. Soupy, I thought Kaz went off on that. That was probably my favorite song on this project. I like also Heaven and Creek Boy, but this guy, he rapped well on here, man. I thought the project was very nice.
Yeah, man, I agree. If I'm not mistaken, Prof is with the same record label that Atmosphere is with. I think they're with the same label. Right. And if I'm not mistaken, they collabed as well in the past. So, once again, kind of new for me, didn't really know what to expect. When I first heard High Price Shoes, I think was the name of the first song, if I'm not mistaken, it kind of put me in like the vein of like a Macklemore, almost like a, it felt kind of, what was the name of that song that he had? Thrift Shop. It felt kind of thrift shoppish at first. And then there were like songs that had funny elements. So he's kind of like, at first I'm like, okay, is he kind of like Macklemore? Is he kind of like Lil Dicky with his style? But like, he can really rap though. Like, don't get it twisted. He can really rap.
Right.
So like, don't get that twisted. But like, he's definitely unorthodox. Like you said, you're going to get a lot of different vibes from this project, but he can rap. So like, don't, you know what I'm saying? Let maybe a couple of silly songs like throw you off, because broken rap. Highlights, Horse, Pack of Lunch featuring Redman. Like you said, Red went crazy. Judy, Devil's Gate featuring Kevin Gates. As you said, Kevin Gates was very good on that song. Great performance. Subpar with Method Man. Method Man went crazy. Soupy with Kaz. Kaz went crazy. Shout out to Dreamville on that. And Louisiana. So, yeah. This is dope. Like, I really got to give him his props. This is dope.
Yeah, same here, man. When you see the cover, you kind of like, okay, what the hell is this? You know, but yeah, dude went off, man. So shout out to him. You guys check out Prof, man.
Yes, sir. Agreed.
Yeah. Next up, we got Baby Rose. Was it Through and Through? Yeah, Through and Through. I'll let you start it off.
Okay. I think we covered one Baby Rose song on the pod before. Her tone is incredible, so it was dope getting to cover a whole album of her to kind of see what her material would be like. Man, she had a very wide variety of material on you on this project. I appreciated that. Some dope collabs with some people that we've covered on the pod as well. Highlights for me are Go, Fight Club featuring Georgia Ann Muldrow. I think we covered her a couple years ago with that project that she did with Elzai. So that's dope to see her again. Paranoid is fire. I Won't Tell featuring Smino is fire. Tell Me It's Real, incredible track. Stop the Bleeding, vocals on that are incredible. And I really like the whole vibe of Power, that track as well. So yeah, this is dope. Our R&B album of the year contender for me.
Yeah, man. Her voice is beautiful. It's very soulful. It's different. It's kind of like she, I'm not sure her age, but she kind of has like an old soul just listening to it. It sounds like some music from like the 40s or something. And she has kind of like an opera tone. Like, it's very unique. Like, her vocals are very just powerful. Highlights for me would be Go, Dance With Me, Paranoid, I Won't Tell featuring Smino. That's probably my favorite song on here. Nightcap and Stop Bleeding, but fire project. You guys should definitely check it out. And as you mentioned, it'll definitely crack my top five R&B albums of the year. I have to kind of go back and, you know, see where I rank it amongst the five that I like, but it's definitely up there. Like, she really brought it.
Yeah, I agree. And to touch on one thing you said about her tone, like, I get like kind of Nina Simone vibes,
yeah,
like from a lot of her music. So, like, yeah, that's dope in itself. So, shout out to her.
Yeah, definitely. And last but not least, we got Peezy with Ghetto. Yeah, this project here, man, you know, we kind of had like aggressive content. You got one song right here, he's going off. FW featuring Cash Doll. I thought they both just went crazy on there. The concept of it was pretty crazy. Brooklyn Chop House, I like that track. She Ain't Scared, featuring Brielle Leslie and Gotti and Bands. But yeah, you know, I thought Peezy had like a dope project. Short, kind of on the short side, but he still kind of kept you engaged throughout the project. And I thought the production was very good too.
Yeah, man, I agree with most of what you said. I thought the production was dope. Like you said, it wasn't very long, but that was great because, like you said, he kept you engaged the entire project. Highlights for me, FW that with Cash Doll. Cash Doll went crazy on this track.
Yeah,
I think the whole concept of that track's just fire. She Ain't Scared featuring Brielle Leslie, very dope. Hard In It, I like that one a lot. Gotti and Bands and Don't Know So, yeah, I thought this was dope for, I think, maybe 7 tracks.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a little bit more than that. But, yeah, a lot of quality material on it. So, I thought it was dope.
Yeah, facts. I think he just came out with another EP a couple of days ago. So, you guys check that out. But, you know, check out Peezy for sure. All right, Mike, man. What do we got for our singles?
All right. So, first, we have Tyler and Area Star, forgive me if I butchered that, with Girl Next Door. The vibe on this is different, but I like it. I think this track is dope, man. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, same here, man. I like it. I thought the vibe of it was kind of different, but it's good to hear that. You know, we need, you know, some different stuff because, you know, sometimes stuff just kind of sounds the same, but yeah, it's a dope track.
I agree. Next, we have Black Bones and Ludacris with Cinderella Girl. I'll let you start.
Fire. I like this track. Like I said, I like people taking chances now, you know, just coming with something kind of on a unique side. But it's very good to hear Luda on here. Like, Luda had a great verse, and I thought the other young man had a great performance as well.
Yeah, I thought it was good, too. Good beat. I thought Lula's verse was fire. Had a little Bill Withers, Lovely Day kind of interpolation in there. So I thought that was dope. So, yeah, overall, a really good track. I thought it was dope.
Yeah, facts.
Next, returning to the pod, we got Mauna Leo with Ass Kicking. I'll let you start.
Oh, it was cool. You know, I like the little, you know, little visual video that they did for it. But, you know, the song-wise, I just thought it was cool.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was cool. Definitely like Ridgemont Baby more than this one. And I know that's a common thing with me kind of comparing songs to the last song. But I didn't think it was bad, but I think it's cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Next, we have Russ with Wicked Race. This is fire to me. Dope. Fire
absolutely.
Emoji.
Absolutely fire, man. He snapped on here.
Yes, sir. Next. And I'm glad because, you know, I didn't like the last Russ
right.
song we covered.
Yep.
I think I said that was my least favorite. So this was a great bounce back.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, did you also notice he said Chomp 2.5? So maybe he's got like something else coming. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. So, yeah, and Chomp 2 was great from last year. Or was that the year before?
I think it was maybe it was the year before. But, yeah, facts. Yeah, I like the first Chomp, too. So, yeah, Russ can spit, man.
Yeah, I agree with you, bro.
Yeah.
Next, we have Arlo Return. Oh, I'm sorry. Next, we have Kevin Gates with Do It Again. I'll let you start.
Believe it or not, I kind of like this. You know, I like the kind of what he's talking about. I like the video as well. Yeah, dope.
I like this too, man. I think this is a good song.
Yeah.
Really good song.
Yeah.
And next, we have Arlo Parks and Phoebe Bridges with Pegasus. Now, we've covered Arlo Parks before. Thought the last song was dope. This one's cool. Not necessarily as good as the last one to me, but I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I kind of like this concept of it. I thought it was dope. I give him a fire emoji for this one.
Okay. Next, we have Chase B and Travis Scott, Don Toliver, Quavo, and Ty Dolla $ign with Ring Ring. This is fire.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's fire, man. That's a lot of powerhouses on this song, but yeah, they definitely brought it. I liked it.
Nah, facts, bro. Facts. Next, we got A Boogie with the Hoodie featuring G-Eazy with MVP. I'll let you start.
Fire emoji. I thought A Boogie went off, and I thought G-Eazy had a great verse too, man. I like this track. Fire.
I agree. Dope. Fire emoji. G-Eazy snap. That's probably the best G-Eazy verse I've ever heard. Like, he snapped.
Yeah, he snapped, yeah.
Facts. Next, we got Georgia Smith, Georgia Smith, Little Things. This is dope. I think it's a great movers and shakers track. You know, want something that'll get you up and moving and dancing. Mm-hmm. Like, nice vibe, too. So, yeah, I like it a lot.
I agree 100%. It's fire. I like it.
Next, Dave East and Young Chris, who I haven't heard from in a very long time, with Naughty. This was dope. Had the kind of Naughty by Nation sign. Yep. Vibe to it. I think a couple of guys from Naughty by Nation may have even been in the video. So, yeah, that was dope. Fire. I got nothing negative to say. I thought it was fire.
I agree 100%. Fire, man. Man, one of the I see Tretch from time to time, but the other guy he don't like he aged at all. He looks like the same man, but yeah, fire
exactly
track.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah. Yeah, fire track.
Yes, sir. I agree. Next, returning to the pod, No Cap, Cuban Links and Drug Habits. I'll let you start.
Fire emoji. I liked it, man. I thought it was dope.
I agree. I thought it was dope too. You know, he's pretty good. I think we've spoken before on him and his music. Like, you know, I think the first time we covered him, we really didn't know what to expect. But we were like, if you really listen to what dude's saying, he's got some bars in there. So, yeah, it's great to see him keep building on that.
Yeah, I agree, man. It's a dope track.
Next, we got Jay Stalin with Presentation of Sexification. I'll let you start this one.
I thought it was cool. It's not my favorite track, but I thought it was okay.
I agree, bro. I thought the concept was cool. I thought the video was well done. Thought the production was good. I just think maybe there could have been a little bit better execution. But, you know, I'm not hating. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. Yeah.
Next, we got DaBaby featuring Offset with Selling Crack. Yeah, I'll let you start.
He found one, man. I think he finally found one. I thought he's been searching for a minute, but this one should go. I like this. I thought Offset snapped as well. I like the beat. Fire emoji.
This one's cool to me. I mean, it's cool. Okay. I'll just leave it there. It's cool.
Okay.
Next, we got Lil Durk featuring J. Cole with All My Life. Cole went crazy. Mm-hmm. I think this whole track is a good look for Durk.
Yeah.
I think it's good. Fire.
Man, Cole went off, especially that second verse. That was just crazy, man. But yeah, I like the chorus, you know, with the kids singing and stuff. I thought the just kind of like a positive energy type of track. I can compare it to anything, maybe like Nas with a I Can, you know, kind of like a modern day song of that, but I thought it was fire.
Yeah, I can see that. That's a dope analogy. But yeah, I agree. Dope track.
Yeah, facts.
Next, we got NBA Youngboy with Bitch, Let's Do It. It's cool. I've heard stuff that I like more from Youngboy.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's cool.
All right, and this next track did crazy waves on the YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. Janelle Monae with Lipstick Lover. I'll let you start this one.
I put interesting. I mean, like, the video is, it's out there, man. It's definitely out there for her. Not the song was cool, but like the overall, I don't know. Maybe I just haven't heard nothing from her in a while. I never seen her kind of be out there as much as this one, but it's cool though. It's cool.
Yeah, I agree. This is definitely a different vibe for her. I mean, if you've been following her probably as long as you and I have, you remember her back with her first album. I think it was called Arachnid, when she was rocking the suits and doing videos like Tightrope and all of that. So I thought that was fire back then. This is a completely different vibe from that. Yeah. So, you know, but I like it. I don't have a problem with it. I thought the video was fire. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good song. I'm messing with it.
Okay.
Next, we got Tamika Scott from Xscape and Method Man with Tonight. I'll let you start.
Yeah, got the Nas One Mic sample. Method Man snapped on here. I thought Tamika snapped as well. She's kind of switched at one point, started kind of doing like the Phil Collins in the air. Fire, though. I liked it. Dope.
Agree. I liked it too, man. Fire.
Yeah.
Next, we got Marco Plus featuring Chris Patrick with Lift Me Up. I'll let you start as well.
Fire. Fire emoji, man. I liked it.
This may be track of the week for me, man. I thought both of them did an incredible job on this track. And it makes me want to hear more from Chris Patrick as well. So we've been covering Marco Plus. I think this is maybe the fourth song we've covered from him. Okay. But it definitely makes me want to hear more from Chris Patrick. Fire song.
Yeah, definitely.
Next, we got Kirby featuring Rhapsody with Evgen. This is fire as well. Love the concept. Kirby's voice, her singing. Rhapsody's fire as always. Fire track.
Fire track, man. Rhapsody snapped on here, but I like the whole concept. I thought it was dope.
Facts. Next, we got Midwest and Skywater with Claire. This is cool. Not I don't like it as much as the song that he did with Denzel Curry that we covered, but this is cool.
Okay. I actually like this one. I thought it was dope. I thought it was dope.
Okay. Next, we got YG Tut with On Sight. This is good. I think the song we covered maybe like a month or so ago, Late Night. I really enjoyed that one a lot better. It's not bad, though. It's cool.
Yeah, I give him a fire emoji. I kind of liked it. It's kind of different, kind of out there, but I liked it. I liked it, though.
I feel it. Next, we have Wynn with Ja Morant. and that's Ja spelled J.
Morant.
This is fire, bro. Like, I gotta give Wynn this one. This is fire, bro. This may be, I've heard of her before. I think this may be the first female white rapper that we've covered on the show. So shout out to her on that. But yeah, this is fire, bro. I gotta give it to her. Like, it's fire.
Yeah, I agree. It's fire, man. I like it.
Next, we got Kenny Mason with Spiritual. Fire.
Absolutely. Fire. I loved it.
Okay. Next, we got Hemlock Springs with Sever the Light. I'll let you start.
This may be my favorite track of the week. This is crazy, man. It's fire. Fire emoji. Like, it's out there, but it works, man. I love it. I like this track.
I'm surprised by that. But I agree with you. This, I said, straight from my notes, different. Feels like it could be perfect for Kingdom Hearts or Final Fantasy, like a video game or something like that. But it's different in a good way, and I really like this. So yeah. Fire.
Yeah, fire, man. Fire.
Next, we got Oswin Benjamin featuring Chris Webby with On the Track. Or, I'm sorry, On Track. I'll let you start.
Fire. Fire emoji, man. Like, this is crazy. It's crazy, man. They spitting.
Agreed. I 100%. I co-sign 100%. Shout out to Oz and Chris Webby. They're both dope.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we got Chasey the Illest with 10K Freestyle. This is dope. I like it.
Fire emoji. You're spitting. Spitting.
Next, Leon Bridges with Naomi. This is fire as well. On the R&B tip. R&B vibe, R&B tip. This is fire.
Incredible. Yeah, Leon, he's a dope artist, man. He doesn't get enough shine, but he's very dope, man. I heard a couple references to Alabama on here, too. So, dope song, man.
Yes, sir. Agreed. Next, we got Killer Mike with Motherless. I think we covered Don't Let the Devil a couple weeks ago mm-hmm. with LP. That was dope. And apparently the videos are kind of like part one and part two. So this is the part two to the video. This track's incredible, man. Incredible.
Yeah, man, this might be my favorite song of his ever. I like this. It's nicely done, man. Fire.
Yeah, it's an incredible track. Y'all check that out.
Yeah.
Next, we got Victoria Monet with Party Girls. I'll let you start.
Man, if the other one that we talked about, the Hemlock
Springs.
Yeah, if it ain't that one, it'll be this one as probably my two favorite tracks of the week. This is incredible. Like, this is, they wrote their tails off on this song, man. And just everything about it is just fire, man. Incredible.
I agree. Once again, big Victoria Monet fan. My cousin put me on her music. Great vibe, incredible choreography. Watch the video. It's fire. The song's fire. Fire emoji.
Absolutely.
Next, we got Billy Woods featuring Kenny Siegel with Soft Landing. I'll let you start.
It's cool. It's cool. I don't know, something was kind of missing from it, but I thought it was just cool.
Man, I thought it had some dope lyrics. Mm-hmm. The beat was just okay, but it kind of grew on me over time. I felt like it suited what he was doing with. And I could see why people would like this. It's kind of abstract, and I can understand why people would like this. So I'm interested to hear more and see if that's kind of just overall his style and his vibe or what.
Yeah.
Next, we got Chris Calico featuring Ritz with Willing to Smoke. This is fire. They both snapped.
Absolutely. It's fire, man. Tracks produced nicely. And as you said, I thought both guys went off, man. It's fire.
Agreed. And lastly, we have NBA Youngboy with F the Industry. Now, this is a J. Cole, Drake, and Lil Yachty diss. I'll let you start.
I'm not really feeling this one.
I mean, as I said before, I've heard songs that I like more from Youngboy. Do I think this is terrible? Not by any means, but it's definitely not like, you know, the greatest diss song of all time. I mean, I don't know. Maybe, you know, I would be interested to see what Youngboy's, like, core fan base thinks about this track. So maybe I'll do some research on that and we'll talk about that later. But overall, I thought it was cool, though.
Yeah, man. Good list of music, man. Like, believe it or not, I like this about every song this week, man. But that Hemlock Springs was crazy. Oswin Benjamin, I even subbed to their channel. I thought that song was so good, man. But yeah, we got some dope stuff in here this week, man.
Yeah, agreed, man. Oswin Benjamin, like you said, I really liked the J. Cole verse on the Dirt track. I thought he went crazy. That Georgia Smith track was fire.
Mm-hmm.
Russ on Wicked Race.
Yeah.
Even the Kenny Mason joint, you know, small. It was a short track. I think maybe like under 2 minutes, but it was still dope. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff this week, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I look forward to, you know, like we said last week, you know, the summer steadily approaching, and I know more and more projects are dropping, so, you know, we're definitely here for it.
Yeah, for sure. think I might have mentioned on the last pod, Kane is coming extremely soon. Angie Stone and a couple of more people. So yeah, a lot of stuff to be on the lookout for. So we'll keep y'all informed.
Yeah, man. Speaking of Kane, you know, I was listening to a whole lot of interviews last week, even like some old stuff. And man, I was shocked, you know, that Kane worked with Dr. Dre on like a lot of music, man. So that was like dope. Yeah, and now I can kind of see why he is like so good. You know what I'm saying? To do like a bunch of songs with Dre, fire, man.
Yeah, for sure. I could see that too. Especially, I think you, me and you may have spoke about this off air, and you said that you were very impressed with how polished he is.
Yeah,
that mm-hmm. definitely seems like something, you know, that Dre would admire about an artist as well. So,
yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, Mike, give everybody your social media, man.
Yes, sir. That's M1C_CH3CK on Instagram.
All right, you can find me on Instagram as well at Terrence Hill the Great, Facebook Terrence Hill, and YouTube Terrence Hill Music and In the Hills. We appreciate you guys for tuning in to this week's episode. Be sure to like and subscribe to this page. Hit that notification bell, and also, you know, share with your friends, leave a comment about these projects and songs as well. We'll see you guys on the very next episode. Take care.